Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. Join me weekly as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. Please consider supporting this podcast by listening, subscribing, sharing, and rating. Once again, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. Hello, welcome to episode number 51 of the Health Flow Podcast. I'm so glad that you are joining me and so glad that you have taken time out of your busy day just to listen as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. I must say that this topic is directly, I knew I had to do this topic again. And I know I've talked, the topic for today is cigarette smoking. And I know that I've mentioned this topic before. However, the last few weeks at work, in practice, I've had to deal with a lot of patients who are undergoing surgical procedures related to cancers, or whether they had some type of trauma and have wounds that aren't healing and are going back to surgery. So it is constantly the same theme continues to evolve. I'm seeing more and more younger people who are cigarette smokers, 22-year-old who is having surgery, and they smoke 5 to 6 cigarettes a day. Just today alone, a 32-year-old, and he has major medical problems. And on top of that, he's a cigarette smoker. But smoking, he's hiding it from his family because he says, his family wouldn't believe that with all that he's going through, he continues to smoke. And I get it that from what I'm hearing, just through just frank conversations with people, many smokers are smoking because it's a way to relieve stress, but I just want to get the information out there to encourage everyone and just to inform them, just share the facts about cigarette smoking, that it's dangerous for you. It affects you in so many ways. And I hear a lot of different theories. I'll have grown people say, I'll hear things like, well, I'm going to die from something. So I might as well, I might as well smoke because I already have this illness and that illness. I need something to enjoy. But my thing is, why would you want to speed up your time here on earth? If you're a smoker, remember that, it's only gonna worsen different ailments that you may have. If you have wounds and things like that, your smoking slows healing. Cigarette smoking affects every organ in your body. And now I'm at the point where if I meet a young adult, and they're 22, 25, or even 30, and they're already smoking in it. And I'll say, you do realize if you continue in this fashion, it's not a matter of if these things are going to happen. It's one of these things are going to happen. You could have COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's the person usually they show the cigarette smoking commercial would show this really thin, frail person who constantly need oxygen 24 hours a day. And you know, your lungs chronic obstructive. So your lungs, your pulmonary lungs are obstructive. So you can't, you know, the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide is really malfunctioned, is the way I would say it. So you are actually retaining more CO2 than you should, CO2, carbon dioxide. So instead of being able to have a exchange between intake and oxygen, and then you release the CO2 that's imbalanced, now your CO2 level your carbon dioxide level is what you're using to initiate taking a breath, and it's higher than what it should be. So what results in is that when patients have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, they need extra oxygen, and they're also expending so much energy just to breathe. I'm talking right now and I'm constantly breathing, and I never even see or use any effort to do that. But a person with COPD, they expend so much energy. They use so much energy just to do a thing, something simple as breathing, that you and I don't even usually think of. So then that results. Another thing I say to them is that, like I was saying, if for years of smoking, you're going to end up with either something like the COPD, you can end up with some type of cancer, whether it's bladder cancer, pancreatic cancer, throat cancer, mouth cancer, kidneys. It is just, you're going to end up with one of those things. So smoking in the United States, cigarette smoking is the leading preventable cause of death in the U.S. The leading preventable. So the number one thing that you could prevent that won't cause your death is by not smoking. Cigarette smoking causes more than 480,000 deaths each year in the United States. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. Smoking causes more deaths each year than the following causes. Smoking caused deaths each year more than HIV, more than illegal drugs, more than alcohol use, more than motor vehicle accidents, and more than firearm-related incidents. That's how dangerous cigarette smoking is. More than 10 times as many U.S. citizens dies too early, so dies before their time, from cigarette smoking than they die in all the wars fought by the United States. Smoking causes 9 out of 10 of all lung cancers. And there's more women that die from lung cancer each year in the United States than they do from breast cancer. Smoking causes about 80% of all the deaths from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Cigarette smoking increases the risk for death from all causes in men and women. And just an estimate, these are all facts that you can go Google, you can go to the CDC, and you can see the facts, cdc.com, smoking. Health effects of cigarette smoking on the CDC website. There is an estimate that for heart disease, if you smoke cigarette, you increase your risk for, if you're a smoker, you increase your risk for heart disease 2 to 4 times. If you're a smoker, you increase your risk for stroke by 2 to 4 times. Men develop lung cancer 24 more times if they smoke, 25 more times if they're smokers. Women who smoke develop lung cancer about 25.7 times. Smokers are more likely than non-smokers to develop heart disease, stroke, and lung cancer. And I have seen, and it's just given me a passion to get the word out of there, because even just a few days ago, just talking to people who are smokers, had a massive stroke, and they're still smoking. Left-sided weakness, blindness in the eye because of a severe stroke, but yet they're still holding on to the cigarette. Smoking causes lung disease by damaging your airways and the small air sacs that's in your lungs. That's what we talk about when we talk about COPD. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and including that, it could be emphysema or chronic bronchitis. Cigarette smoking causes most of all lung cancer. So let's just talk about the type of cancer that's associated with smoking. Smoking can cause cancer almost anywhere in your body, your mouth, your throat, your voice box. It can cause leukemia. Smoking can cause, you can get cancer in your esophagus, your lungs, your bronchus, your trachea, your liver, your stomach, your pancreas, your colon, your bladder. I mean, everywhere in your body, smoking can cause cancer almost everywhere. Your cervix for women. So I want to share the facts. Smoking can cause cancer almost anywhere in your body. Your bladder, that's what holds your urine. Your blood, and that's can cause, they call it AML, acute myeloid leukemia. In women, their cervix. It can cause, smoking can cause cancer in your colon and rectum. Smoking can cause cancer in your esophagus, your kidney, your larynx or your voice box, your liver, your mouth. So your oral pharynx, which includes any part of your mouth, your throat, your tongue, your soft palate, and your tonsils, your pancreas, your stomach, your trachea, your bronchus, and your lung. Now, I understand that smoking is there, it's highly addictive, and from what I've heard and discussed with patients, it's really hard to quit. There are different ways to quit. Some people's just sheer willpower. Something happened to them and they decided, that's it, I'm not smoking again. There's some people who've quit smoking through hypnosis. They get hypnotized, acupuncture. There's people who use medications such as Chantix, or Wellbutrin is another medicine that they're using to help with smoking, or the nicotine patch or nicotine gum, whatever, or just pure faith and just overcoming. Whatever it takes for you to quit smoking, please consider it. Smoking, like I stated before, can harm every organ in your body and just affect your overall health. smoking is harder for a woman, make it harder for a woman to become pregnant. And it also affects the baby's health before and after birth. So smoking increases the risk of a woman having premature delivery. That means just, you know, having the baby before its due date. Stillbirth, that's death of a baby before it's born. Low birth weight, or SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, ectopic pregnancy, or these oral facial clefts, like the cleft lip, cleft palate, this deformities that you can see in children. Smoking affects a man's sperm and reduce the fertility, and also can increase the risk for birth defects and then lead to miscarriage. That's loss of the pregnancy. Smoking can affect your bone health. Women past childbearing years who smoke have weaker bones than women who've never smoked. They're also at greater risk for breaking bones. Smoking affects the health of your teeth, your gums, and they can cause tooth loss. You know, it darkens, you get the discoloration on your lips. It changes your voice. Your voice could be more hoarse because of smoking. It changes, you can have something called clubbing, where the tip of your fingers are curved because of chronic smoking. Smoking increases your risk for cataracts, which is the clouding, the film over your eyes lens that makes it seeing more difficult. It can also cause age-related macular degeneration, okay, which is just damage to the small spot near the center of your retina. And that's the part of your eye that you need for central vision. Smoking is a cause of type 2 diabetes that can make it harder to control. The risk of developing diabetes is 30 to 40% higher for active smokers than non-smokers. Smoking causes just general adverse effects on your body. So you're more prone to inflammation and just the decreased function of your immune system. Smoking is also known to cause arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. If a person quits smoking, so benefits of quitting smoking. If you quit smoking, smoking cuts your cardiovascular risk just 1 year after quitting smoking. So if you quit a year later, you decrease your chance of getting a heart attack. Within 2 to 5 years after quitting, your risk for stroke is also decreased. If a person quits smoking, your risk for cancers of the mouth, throat, esophagus, and bladder drop by half within 5 years. 10 years after you quit smoking, your risk for dying from lung cancer drops to half. All this information can be found at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. If you want more information about cigarette smoking, you could also email tobaccoinfo@cdc.gov, or you can call 1-800-CDC-INFO. I just been so moved by all the different people I've come in contact with in the last couple of weeks, and all their different ailments and that they're having. And the one common denominator over and over again was that they were smoking. And I was just finding that there are more and more young people who are smokers, cigarette smokers. I know that we have increased marijuana use and also increasing, you know, vaping. I have to come back at you with all the information. There's belief out there that just anything that you put in your lungs that you shouldn't has some ill effects from it. But what I do know is that I can't say here and say, stand here and say that marijuana smoking and cigarette smoking and vaping has the same effect on your lungs. That's not what the research I've read that's, you know, has stated. What I do know is that cigarette smoking, there has been a tremendous amount of research and facts and just the daily ins and out. And it, you know, I've been working in the healthcare field for over 30 years and just the devastation that I've seen from cigarette smoking. I'm actually surprised that cigarette smoking causes more deaths than all those other things that I mentioned earlier, that it caused more deaths than HIV, deaths from firearms, deaths from motor vehicle accidents. I didn't even really realize that cigarette smoking caused that many more deaths in the United States than many of those ailments. So the facts are there. That's what there's been enough research. It is known about the ill effects that nicotine has on our blood vessels, our organs, our lungs. You know, it changes things and you're at a higher risk for every single type of cancer just from smoking cigarettes. So I just encourage you to share this information with anyone that you know who's a cigarette smoker. I will come back at a later date, you know, about information about marijuana. That's something that I'm really interested in, marijuana. And I'm interested in knowing, you know, there's been some discussion even amongst people I work with that all smoking, period, you know, it's not meant for you to smoke anything so that there is bad effects on your lungs. What I'm saying is, I mean, I know for a fact all the bad effects that cigarette smoking has on our bodies. And that's been proven with research over and over again. I think the facts still have to come in on how marijuana affects us. I personally believe that it if marijuana, even the, yes, it can, there's good uses for it for medicinal purposes of pain management. I'd rather see someone use that for pain management versus some of the narcotic pain medicines out there that's causing more side effects. Yes, in that sense, but just the recreational use of marijuana is what I have a difficult time with, because I feel like you should, eventually it's going to become addicting if you smoke marijuana every single day, or, you know, you start out socially and next thing you know, you've got people who need it every day. Some people are now saying it's twice a day, in the morning and the evening. So you're using it to almost like a stress reliever. And yes, even though marijuana is better than the other illegal drugs out there, such as cocaine, meth, PCP, heroin, those are lethal, dangerous drugs that just destroy you in so many ways. Marijuana is not at that level. I just always think that you should go ahead and deal with your stressor. Get to the source of what's stressing you and deal with it, meaning whether you need to have counseling, deal with your stress instead of using something to help you deal with the stress that can in turn do more harm to your body than good. So I really wanted to focus today on cigarette smoking because that's where I'm more confident in the facts that's out right now. That, you know, all the different things I mentioned early and how bad cigarette smoking is for us and how it affects every organ from your eyes to your brain to your mouth to your throat to your thyroid to your heart to your lungs, your stomach, your rectum, your bladder, your colon, your bloodstream, causing leukemia. That nicotine is dangerous. Please take time, reconsider, get help from your doctor with smoking cessation. Reach out and get the help that you need. You can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-748-8669. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-784-8669. You owe it to yourself to breathe more easier. You owe it to yourself to give yourself a chance and to decrease your risk for diseases that are associated with cigarette smoking. Thank you. Please, if no other podcast, share this one. We want to make a difference in someone's lives and just want to encourage someone to quit smoking. Get your help. Thank you. Don't forget to share and see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Health Flow Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. It is my goal to share health information that you find helpful. Email topics of interest to thehealthflow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at TheHealthFlow, also on Facebook at TheHealthFlow. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Until next time, keep your health flowing.